Garrett must have read my note by now and understood why I'd agreed to the trade. At least, I hoped he understood. There was no way I could have left my sister in Kennet's hands. This was not her fight, and I wouldn't allow her to suffer because of my big mouth. I'd stupidly insulted a Fey Lord, turning him into an enemy. My impulsive behavior had put everyone in danger. Ethan had almost died because of me. Bridget's only mistake was to stupidly go out alone against Garrett's orders. He'd be angry with her, but I trusted his level head would win out over his rage. I visualized him reading the note I'd left on my bed. What had I written? Take care of Bridget. I knew he'd find me. And he was my heart. That's all I could remember, although I'm sure there was something else. He'd laughed at me when I'd called, before I'd had a chance to tell him where Bridget was. I'd had no time for long goodbyes, but I'd made a point of saying, "Je t'aime, mon ange," and I knew he'd feel my love in those few intimate words. I looked around the room once more. Where was I? I definitely wasn't in Faerie. This was more like where Kennet had kept the Fey he'd kidnapped with the help of the werewolf pack run by Bridget's dad. My brain had finally cleared enough to remind me I could get out of my bindings by connecting to the magic. I sent out my usual mental thread, only this time it crashed into a solid wall right where there should have been a river of magic. For the first time since I'd learned to use them, I couldn't access the power of the ley lines. I was starting to panic, my breaths coming fast and shallow. To prevent the terror from consuming me, I dug my nails into my palms, allowing the pain to bring me back to reality. If I couldn't think clearly, I wouldn't be able to plan an escape.
"Escape isn't possible, Jacqueline."
Kennet's voice was rich in tone and full of its usual arrogance. My gut cramped up, threatening to bring up the contents of my stomach. He always had that effect on me, the snake. He stood alongside the bed, having appeared magically out of nowhere. Obviously, he'd had no trouble with the lines, which meant the block was only keyed in to me. He was dressed in breeches, boots, and a loose shirt, fitted at the waist with a belt and a scabbard, which housed a long blade. He was in fighting gear, perhaps prepared for a rescue attempt. That thought cheered me up, as did his slightly frazzled expression. His waist-length blonde hair was unkempt, and his deep purple eyes were red from lack of sleep. He knew Lord Caelan and the other Fey elders were searching for him, and when they found him, he'd be in serious shit. My body was trembling from the rush of adrenaline, but he only smirked.
"You don't need to fear me, as long as you don't prove uncooperative. You are an intelligent woman, Jacqueline. Your mate and your friends will be safe, as long as you obey me. I will let you return to your mate after the birth of my heir. I swear to you, this is the truth. I am sure your vampire will take you back when I'm finished with you."
He referred to Garrett with disgust. Kennet thought all races were beneath the Fey, and him in particular. My hands were suddenly free of their bindings. I groaned from the pain of renewed circulation as I struggled to sit up, rubbing my wrists vigorously. I was dressed in a long, soft, sleeveless gown in light green, with a deep V-neck. He stared at my breasts as I moved, so I tried to pull the neck of the dress up to cover myself. He smiled at my feeble attempt at modesty.
"I'm going to leave you to recover and regain your strength. Blankets for the bed can be found in the drawers, and food has already been left for you on the table. The bath is through that door. This is your sleeping chamber for the time being. If you please me, I will move you somewhere much more luxurious. If you don't, then I will find a way to force you."